You're with SBS Radio.
A partir de 1851, durante o período da Corrida do Ouro na Austrália, as Chinatowns no país foram estabelecidas como áreas onde os imigrantes e trabalhadores chineses podiam se reunir. Cercados por seus compatriotas, esses primeiros colonizadores chineses encontraram um sentimento de pertencer a uma nova terra. Yan Yang é professora de estudos culturais na Universidade de Western Sydney. Ela diz que as Chinatowns do século XIX eram um refúgio quando os sentimentos anti-chineses na população em geral eram altos.
And as a result, a lot of the Chinese gathered together and lived close together in an area which then became seen as an enclave of Chinese. And from the outside world, this enclave was seen as an area which was exclusive to Chinese people, Chinese culture, Chinese communities, and mostly seen in a very negative light.
O guia turístico da Chinatown, George Winky, nasceu na Austrália, mas é de descendência chinesa. Ele diz que foi na Chinatown onde descobriu suas raízes.
Gave me a new body. It meant that I was actually Chinese and Australian at the same time.
Ele diz que não havia muitas outras famílias chinesas quando ele era criança.
We were the only Chinese family in a little country town in Queensland.
Ele ficou surpreso quando viu a Chinatown de Sydney pela primeira vez.
And until I came to Sydney, 1948, we arrived, and I was overwhelmed. The number of Chinese people, the bustling marketplace of Chinatown, Sydney. From the day I arrived here, we went to Chinatown. It was such an exciting and explosive atmosphere.
Ele diz que a área era um importante centro social e econômico para a comunidade chinesa.
You could go in and drink tea at no charge, talk to associates who came from the same village, and my dad and I used to go down there. We got to buy our goods in Chinatown at the markets, the vegetable markets and the fish market, and you'd end up at the clan shop chattering about the news from China. At that time there was no Chinese newspapers or Chinese radio, so you only had the messages that the seamen brought up from the nearby wharf at Cockle Bay. So it was a real social gathering place.
Naquela época, a Chinatown não se parecia nada com o que é hoje. Foi só com o fim da política da Austrália Branca, no início dos anos 70, que centros chineses como o High Market de Sydney começaram a passar por uma reforma. A professora Yan Yang explica.
For example, those gates, those Chinese gates, the really Chinese iconography, the color, use of color red and lanterns and so forth, it was actually only started around that time, around 1980, to give the area an identity as Chinese.
A professora Ang diz que as mudanças de comportamentos sociais trouxeram novos clientes para as Chinatowns em toda a Austrália.
The meaning of Chinatown throughout the century has also changed. Over time, it has become more positive when societies became much more accepting of multiculturalism and cultural diversity and so on. Chinatown became seen as an area where you can experience Chinese culture, where a lot of Chinese restaurants are located and so forth.
Fundada em 1851, a Chinatown de Melbourne é uma das mais antigas do Ocidente. Sua cozinha chinesa, de renome internacional, continua a atrair visitantes de todo o mundo. Danny Dun, presidente da Chinatown Precinct de Melbourne, diz que trabalhar com outras comunidades ajudou a área a se manter relevante ao longo do tempo.
Even in our committee, half of them, you know, is Aussie, you know, the other nationality, you know. We only half of it is Chinese original, the other one is all sort of people, like hotel operator, car park operator, and even theater operator. You know, they're all in a committee. We all come up with different ideas, you know. That's why we sort of like keep our Chinatown going, keep our Chinatown on the map.
A cidade de Gold Coast, em Queensland, espera revitalizar sua indústria de turismo com um novo empreendimento na Chinatown, em Southport, no centro financeiro da cidade. Chefe da Associação da Chinatown de Gold Coast, Ted Fong, diz que a Chinatown estimulará o crescimento dos negócios.
Gold Coast is the tourism capital of Australia, and we should have something to attract the not just the local, the tourists as well, to go our own Chinatown, is to bring prosperity back to the area.
Enquanto isso, os shopping centers nos subúrbios de Queensland, com grandes populações chinesas, estão se tornando as novas Chinatowns locais. O Sunnybank de Brisbane tem uma relevante comunidade chinesa. 28% dos residentes de Sunnybank falam mandarim ou cantonês, de acordo com o censo de 2011. A residente local, Cristina Lee, diz que mais e mais pessoas estão escolhendo comprar e comer por lá.
There are a lot of restaurants and cafe for the food, like restaurant, cafe or supermarket open quite late. Some open up 10, 11. And also there, except the Chinese migrants, Chinese family residents living in this area, also a lot of international students. Sunnybank is more convenient because every weekend is a must-go place for us to shopping and do the grocery, food, weekly food shopping, etc. You can easily find a car park.
Mas a professora Ang diz que as primeiras Chinatowns sempre terão um lugar na sociedade australiana.
The suburban Chinatowns, as they sometimes are called, is that they are occupied by much more recent migrants and they do not have kind of city-wide reputation as a Chinatown. Whereas the Chinatown in the inner city, because it's long history, is symbolically seen still as the core of where Chinese culture in Australia started.
O guia turístico George Winky diz que espera que os australianos chineses continuem visitando a Chinatown e se conectem com a cultura.
We have parades and festivities. This is where you find these people will come together again, and that's why we try to retain the character of Chinatown for these people. And I know if we did not have that, they would be lost. We get people who come down here and they want to learn. They're Chinese descent. They've never been exposed to the Chinese language even. They don't speak Chinese, but they're born Chinese. And they're going to come back and find out what is it all about.
Ao longo de fevereiro, Chinatowns em toda a Austrália estão realizando eventos para o Festival do Ano Novo Lunar, que é comemorado por comunidades chinesas, coreanas e vietnamitas. Para mais informações sobre as atividades do Ano Novo Lunar da SBS, visite www.sbs.com.au/radio. Jason Matias, para a SBS em português.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.